from Manitab. Can you throw some light on the philosophy of Vivekananda? I have read that he was a contemporary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Does that make him bona fide? What is his philosophy? Is it bona fide? Well, why Vivekananda? There's so many. This Ananda, that Ananda. There's so many people. Why not concentrate on the philosophy of Krishna, given in Bhagavad Gita? Is what Vivekananda says the same as what Krishna says? Well, Vivekananda went to America. Srila Prabhupada went to America. Vivekananda brought back one woman from the West. Srila Prabhupada made hundreds and thousands of people from the West follow all the principles of pure bhakti. Along the principle of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhaman Parityajamamekam Sharanam Raja. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada did what Krishna said and Vivekananda didn't. So why give any importance to him? Of course, he's famous in the world, but so many people are famous. Vivekananda said, whatever his philosophy may be, of course his guru's philosophy was jato mat tato pat. As many paths, as many opinions, that many paths, which directly contradicts what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. His guru was eating beef, so what kind of parampara is that? That's documented. In the name of proving that all paths are the same, he followed Islam and ate beef for some time. So he's bona fide. If you want to think he's bona fide, you can follow him and go wherever he's going. But we want to go to Krishna. People who eat meat like Vivekananda and smoke. Of course, there are shastric provisions for eating meat, but in general, that should not be done. Those who do, that's tamasic. That's in the mode of ignorance. We can't think that there'll be any good result from doing that, even if they are a famous. There are so many famous swamis in the world today. They're mostly all bogus.